Welcome to the Daily Word with Pastor Otto for Thursday, April 9th. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's reading is John chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will." This is the word of the Lord. The recorded words of Jesus are something to behold. He isn't teaching a philosophy of life, nor is he a cultural commentator. His words are an injection of truth into a poisoned body. He taught his disciples their efforts to show obedience to a set of laws can never be adequate, that they need not be concerned with earthly kingdoms which pass. And he reminds them they're dying. Jesus sets himself apart from all teachers and leaders of faith movements. He does the Father's work, begotten of the Father, born of the Virgin Mary, suffering in human form, and speaking truth. His words are something to behold because they're not opinion, nor are they wisdom. He tells us we're dying in these bodies. Yet he's calm, confident, and says all who hear can be calm, confident. On the night he was betrayed, he assured his disciples they'd feast in the kingdom again. From the cross, he assured a thief he'd see paradise. Jesus is no wise man nor teacher. He's someone else. He injects truth in your poison body, a cure for your coming death, and it gives healing even now. His message is something to behold. As the Father raises the dead and gives life, so the Son gives life to whom he will. Hear his words. Believe in him, and you will not die to nothingness. You will die, yet live in paradise, because Jesus can grant that. We pray. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy Son of God. We know we're dying, and we know no medicine can prevent it. You bless us, Lord, because you're so hopeful, so certain. Give us this life, for we need what you give. Amen.